I think about in the early to mid-50s in the American Concrete Institute, I saw some work being done in Mexico, Mexico City, by an architect, well, let's say an architect and architectural engineer by the name of Felix Candela, and a very remarkable person. His education was in Spain. He was Spanish from Barcelona area. He was Catalan. And he had left during the Spanish Civil War. He emigrated to Mexico. And he and his brother, who was more involved in the construction work, had developed a company that designed and built thin-shell concrete structures. He was working with a shape called a hyperbolic paraboloid, which is kind of a threatening name, I guess, but the geometry comes out of it. If you cut a vertical section on the diagonal through the surface, you get a parabolic cut. If you cut horizontal through there, you get an hyperbola. That's where that's come from. But anyhow, he was working with thin slabs of concrete, incredibly thin slabs of concrete. And, of course, formwork was quite economical in Mexico. I looked at that and I said, hey, this is great. And I realized you could adapt this to all kinds of things. Basically, the benefit here is that you get double curvature, which means you can be even thinner, use less material. But the surface is a ruled surface, which means it can be formed with straight pieces of lumber. And that's extraordinarily important to the economy of it. Because at least 50% and often more of the cost of concrete construction is simply in the formwork, which is put in place, taken down and thrown away if it's a single form. And I realized very early on the key to the economy was to be able to use the forms multiple times. Use it multiple times on a given project, and maybe even develop forms can be used on project after project after project. I hated waste, and I liked to see economical construction, and I sensed that there was an incredible economy in this thin-shell concrete, especially if you used ruled surfaces and you could build formwork simply, effectively. Then a very unusual thing happened. I got a call from a man, called me. His name was Maury Proctor, and he had a metalworking shop in Kirkland called Proctor Products Company. He was doing all kinds of metalwork and welding and all this kind of stuff for people. And one thing he hit upon, it was his idea, he saw builders building houses, building wooden forms for the foundations, tearing them down, throwing them away. And he went to them and he said, I'll build you a metal form. You had plastic face plywood cladding, and you can use it over and over on these houses when you're building all these houses. He was immediately interested, and I pointed out to him the potential economy. He was a very economy-minded guy, too. The potential economy of it, if you had forms that you could use over and over again. And so between the two of us, we kind of developed design for forms that could be set up to cast these shells and then would fold down, kind of like a bird's wing, onto a trailer that could be hauled by a truck to a new location on that job or to a different job. And he seized upon that idea, and so this we developed a company. It ended up as a separate company called Shell Forms Incorporated. And I did structural engineering for him. And he went out and marketed thin shells, particularly what I call inverted umbrellas with a centrally located column. He marketed them out there in a market that architects are very little involved with, and this is industrial work, manufacturing plants, and warehousing and so forth.